Washington state lawmakers are heralding a last-minute agreement to change the state's police deadly force law. The Washington House moved quickly today to advance the compromise legislation that's meant to keep a potentially divisive initiative off the ballot. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
It was a symbolic moment in the House Public Safety Committee. A representative from law enforcement and a member of a police accountability group sat down together to testify.
This bill brings us together and is a great example for the nation on how to do this the right way.
We all understand the importance and urgency to improve trust between community and law enforcement to make everybody safer.
That was Heather Villanueva with the group Deescalate Washington, and before that, Steve Strand of the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs. They both endorsed a new standard for police officers in Washington that says they won't be held criminally liable for using deadly force as long as they act in good faith. Current Washington law sets a much higher standard that requires prosecutors to show the officer acted with malice. Democrat Roger Goodman chairs the House Public Safety Committee and is the prime sponsor of the compromise bill.
We hope this sets an example for the beginning of a process of healing where law enforcement can build trust and where we will reduce violent confrontations between law enforcement and the community.
Goodman hopes that by passing his bill, the legislature can keep Initiative 940 off the November ballot and avoid a contentious campaign. The Police Accountability Initiative is backed by community groups and families of those shot by the police. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.